ॐ ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्. ऐ एम नॉट एन एक्सपर्ट ऑन सौंदर्यलहरी नॉर हैव आई लर्नड इट प्रॉपरली फॉर मी टू रियली एक्सपाउंड इट, बट वील ट्राई टू सी द फर्स्ट फ्यू श्लोकास एंड अ ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन टू सौंदर्यलहरी. सौंदर्यलहरी एज द वर्ड इंडिकेट्स, सौंदर्य लहरी, लहरी मीन्स ए स्टेट ऑफ exaltation, we can say a state, unmada avastha, that is what it, in Sanskrit if we explain it. So that avastha in which a person is highly exalted, it is very similar to a drug addicted state. When a person takes a drug, any drug like heroin or any other thing, then he goes into a state where he is like it's a state of, it's a state where he cannot explain things. He is so blissful. So lahari, this is such a state. Shankaracharya is the author of this work. He went into such a state when he saw the saundaryam, when he tried to apprehend the saundaryam. Saundaryam means the beauty of goddess, beauty of Devi. So the story generally that goes regarding this is that Shankara was roaming around the entire country. Shankara was going around the country preaching Advaita, making Advaita popular and instructing people as to what is to be done in the world, and having debates with other systems. During Shankara's time, the Madhva Shankara Digvijayam, which is called Madhaviya Shankara Digvijayam, Madhava Vidyaranya is the author of that work. In that Shankara Digvijayam, he explains that there were 72 sects, 72 philosophical or theoretical sects in India at the time of Shankara. And he merged each of them. He mixed all of them into Advaitam. He said that Advaitam is the basic philosophy. Advaitam is that philosophy which encompasses all philosophy, whether it is Dvaitam, whether it is Sankhyam, whether it is Nyayam, all of those are encompassed in Advaita, and Advaita alone leads us to completion or perfection. So he was also debating with people in order to prove that Advaita is right, convert people into Advaita. This is not the same as conversion of current day that Christianity and other religions are doing. This conversion that Shankara tried was to convince people about the reality of Advaitam, about the fact that Advaitam alone can give us perfection, and that scriptures propound Advaita. So during he was roaming around the entire India, it is said that he went around India for three times, from Kashmir to Kanyakumari. So once when he was roaming around, so it is said that Devi came in front of him, and Shankara, words started flowing from Shankara's mouth, expressing the beauty of Devi. So that is called Saundarya Lahari. As per history, it is said that Devi came in, and Devi spoke about herself. 41 shlokas, she spoke about herself. So Saundarya Lahari is split into two parts. First 41 shlokas and the rest 41 till 100. It is 100 shlokas. So it is some people opine that the first 41 shlokas was said by Devi herself, which is called Ananda Lahari. Devi was in a state of Anandam. Devi became happy with Shankara. Therefore, she words flowed from her mouth about herself. That is called Ananda Lahari, and the rest is what Shankara wrote in what is called Saundarya Lahari. Though collectively both the entire 100 shlokas are called Saundarya Lahari. It follows the Shakta system, the system of Tantra or Shakta, wherein Devi is praised. Devi is proclaimed as the ultimate reality of Brahman, and devotion towards Devi is explained and emphasized in the entire work. So in most of the shloka, Shankara speaks about different parts of Devi, different attributes of Devi, and therefore also about what a person would gain from different sadhanas that he can do. There are few shlokas which speak about Devi's mastakam, Devi's face, Devi's hands, etc. So it's a very beautiful work, Saundarya Lahari. Entire Saundarya Lahari is a beautiful work wherein devotion of Shankara comes out very clear, as well as he doesn't deviate from Advaita, though he is propounding the Shakta system, explaining the Kundalini Shakti, the Shadadharam, the six chakras that we have we have in our body, etc. But still he doesn't deviate from Advaitam. That Devi who resides in the Sahasraram, the 100,000 petal place, which is the abode of Anandam, which is in our head, the top of our head, that Devi who resides there, it is the same as Nirguna Parabrahman of that scriptures Vedanta proclaims. So in the very first, there are few shlokas which are Mangala shlokas. Not sure whether Shankara wrote it, but when my father was taught Saundarya Lahari, when his sisters were taught Saundarya Lahari in the form of songs, various ragas, to propound or to sing each shloka of Saundarya Lahari in one raga. So if we think about it, so we get 100 ragas in total if a person learns Saundarya Lahari. That way we can remember ragas, we can remember the nuances of a particular raga, how the raga flows, how the raga is sung, what are the patterns in the raga, etc. clearly. So when my father's sisters who were studying music, they learned it, my father also learned, thereby I came to learn. So the first shloka of Saundarya Lahari is in the ragam called Ananda Bhairavi. So the few dhyana shlokas, there are 4 dhyana shlokas which speak about Devi and which are a prelude, or we can say an introduction or mangalam, in a way mangalam to the first shloka. So including the first shloka, there are 5 shlokas which are in the ragam Ananda Bhairavi. I'll not enter into word by word meaning, but we'll try to see in brief. So the first shloka is, as is the tradition. Tradition accepts that Vinayaka is the person who has to be prostrated before anything is started. Vinayaka and Guru, one's Guru. So the first Dhyana Shloka is about Vinayaka. It is in some Ananda Bhairavi Ragam. Vande Gajendra Vadanam వామాంగారుడ వల్లభ శ్రేష్టం కుంకుమ పరాగ శోణం కువలయని చారుగో రాగపీతం. So Vande Gajendra Vadanam. O Gajendra, O Lord of Gaja, Lord of Elephants. Vadanam, who has the trunk of elephant as well. So Vande, I prostrate you. Vamangaruda Vallabhasreshtam. Amidst all gods, he is Vallabhasreshtam. Sreshtam, Supreme Vallabham, among gods who are liked. Vallabham means liked or loved. So Vinayaka is the god who is loved by all, everybody, because of his purity in nature, because of his innocence. Yet he knows the Shastras, he knows Brahman as well. So if we learn the various Puranas, we will come to know that Vinayaka is very innocent, unlike the other son, Shanmukha used to be angry and all, whereas Vinayaka used to be very innocent. The story also goes that Vinayaka was not directly born by conjunction of Shiva and Parvati. What happened was, Parvati Devi was once having bath. So at that time, she wanted somebody to look after so that nobody intrudes. So she created out of her own mind a Manasa Putra she created. That was Vinayaka. And Vinayaka was guarding. At that time, Shiva came by. Vinayaka didn't know about Shiva. Shiva said, "I am Shiva, I am the husband of Parvati, let me in." Vinayaka said, "My mother said to let nobody in, and I will obey my mother to her words." So he didn't agree. Shiva tried to convince, but Vinayaka wouldn't agree. Therefore, Shiva cut Vinayaka's head. When Parvati came out, she found that Vinayaka was dead. She was very sad. At that time, Shiva, out of mercy, said, "Okay, we'll get an elephant's head and keep it." That's how Vinayaka was born. This is one of the story. So Vinayaka is innocent. Yet he is not born out of Parvati and Shiva's conjunction like Murukha or Shanmukha. So Vinayaka is Vallabha Sreshtam. He is loved among all gods because of various. We can also say that it is because he is a Vigna Ishvara. He is the Lord of Obstacles. The Lord of Obstacles, a person, it's like telling that the Lord of Obstacles will be able to remove obstacles for us because he controls obstacles. That's the reason why we always pray, offer our prayers to Vinayaka in the beginning, so that we won't have any obstacle in whatever we are enduring, in whatever we want. So whatever undertaking we take, we pray to Vinayaka. That is the reason why we also like break coconut as offering our obeisance to Vinayaka. So Vamangaruda Vallabha Sreshtam Kumkuma Paraga Kshonam. So it says that he is dark, not dark, beautiful like the Kumkuma, reddish and beautiful. So we know that kids, if we analyze kids, their face, their body wouldn't have a proper complexion like fair or dark. It will be reddish. It is reddish because it is immature, it is pure, it is in its, the skin is most, what can you say, most soft and really good. That's why it is reddish. So Kumkuma Paraga Kshonam, he is of such complexion. Therefore also he is Vallabha Sreshtam, because we'll be attached to him so much. Kubalayani Charugo Ragapitam. So I'm not sure about the word meaning, so I guess it would mean that I think it's a way of telling that ragam, I am learning the Saundarya Lahari, I am learning the various ragas, please protect me or bestow me knowledge, bestow me devotion, so that I will be able to learn it properly. So that's the first shloka. Then the second shloka goes like this. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah, This very well we know, so we don't need to explain. The third shloka goes, Bhumauskalita padanam bhumireva valambanam twai jata paratanam twameva charanam shive. Bhumauskalita padanam, starting from heaven till the padam. So I am bhumireva valambanam. So bhumauskalita padanam. So this can be interpreted in two ways, I guess. I'm not very good at Sanskrit, so my interpretation or translation would be wrong, but bhumauskalita padanam. In one way we can say, O Devi, I am concentrating on your bhumau, means the top, or from head till padam, I am contemplating on each and every part of your body. And the other can be that, O Devi, you extend from bhumi or bhumau, means akasham, till padam or patalam, you extend everywhere, you pervade everywhere. Bhumi reva avalambanam, in bhumi, bhumihi eva avalambanam, you can be known, you can be apprehended in bhumi, in bhuloka. So that is the reason why even devas take birth to be born as nara, to be born as manushya, because manushyas alone are capable of apprehending Brahman, capable of knowing Devi, capable of realizing. Therefore, bhumi reva avalambanam twai jata paratanam, everything has come from me. Twai jata, everything has been created out of you, from you. Tvameva charanam shive, can we say charanam shive? Charanam shive is the right word. Tvameva charanam shive, tvameva, you alone, I charanam. Charanam means my refuge. O Shiva, Shiva means luminous. Shiva, the word Shiva means luminosity, or that which is bright, that which is splendor, that which is shining. So tvameva charanam shive, O Shive, O Shiva, you alone are my refuge. Shive can also mean wife of Shiva or Parvati, that can also mean it. So the next shloka, the second last of the same, before Shankara enters into the first shloka of Saundarya Lahari, the Mangala Shloka, last of the Mangala Shloka is Uktatta He Maruchira Ravichandra Vanninetra Danucharayutangusha Pashashulam Ramyair Bujaicha Dadatim Shiva Shakti Rupam Kameshwari Hridi Bhajami Dhritenduleka. This shloka brings out Ananda Bhairavi in a very beautiful way, going from, it's at the higher plane of Ananda Bhairavi. Uktapta Hema Ruchira. Hema Ruchira, at Uktapta, at the topmost point of Hema Ruchihi. Hemam, Hima, Hema or Hima means barf. In Hindi it means barf, or what we call as snow. So Himalayas is covered with snow. So O Devi, who are living at the top of the mountain of Himalayam. There is also the story that Parvati got angry with Shiva. They had a fight and then Devi was reborn. When Devi was reborn, she was born in as son, as daughter of Himavan. So she is also called as Himavati. Himavan is a person who rules over Himalaya. So that's also another aitihya. But O Devi, you are at the top of the Hima. There is also like beautiful, we can say Himam. Yeah. we can interpret it in any way, but she, O Devi, Uptapta Hema Ruchira, you who stays at the top of the mountain of Himalaya. Ravi Chandra Vannihi Netra, your eyes are Ravi Chandram, Ravi and Chandra. So Vanni means fire, or the fire in the eye is made up of Ravi and Chandra. So it is also said that one of the eyes of Devi is Ravi and the other eye is Chandra. So both shine because of you. It's a symbolic representation, symbolic way of telling that Ravi and Chandra are your eyes. You see through them. That means the light behind Ravi and Chandra, you are the light behind that. So Ravi Chandra Vanni Netra Danu Chara Yuta Angusha Pasha Shulam Yuta Ankusha Pasha Shulam. So they speak about the various weapons that Devi has holds in her hands. Danuhu Chara Pasha Ankusha Danushchara Yuta Ankusha Pasha Shulam. So Danuhu means like bow, Chara, Danushchara, Chara means I think arrows. Yuta Ankusha, Yuta means with, Ankusham, in one hand she has Ankusham, Pasham, and in other hand Shulam. So Danuhu Chara Yuta Ankusha Pasha Shulam Ramya Ir Bhujaishcha. We will come to the weapons that she has in her hand later. But Ramya Ir Bhujaishcha Bhujaihi, in her hand she has all these weapons. Ramyaihi, beautiful hands. Bhujaishcha Dadatim Shiva Shakti Rupam. For people who Dadati, give. So for people who are devoted to you, for people who worship you, to them you show the form, take the form of Shiva Shakti. Shiva Shakti Rupam Dadati. Shiva Shakti Rupam Dadati.
Congratulations.
You give the form of Shiva Shakti Rupam. So Shiva Shakti Aike Rupinyai Namaha, that is what that's what Lalita Sahasranama says. If we learn the proper way Saundarya Lahari, then we can relate Saundarya Lahari and Lalita Sahasranama. There is an interrelation. Each Saundarya Lahari shloka has an equivalent Lalita Sahasranama verse. Similarly, the other way around as well. So Dadatim Shiva Shakti Rupam Kameshwarim Hridi Bhajami Kama Ishwarim. You are the Lord of Kama, Lord of all desires. So we can also say Kama, Kama Deva, or Kameshwara, or the Deva of Kama Deva was made to work because of this Devi. So Devi is the power with which Kama or Kama Deva works. So it is said also that Kamadeva tried to, when Devi was born again and Shiva was there, there was no attraction between both. Until both get attracted, there will not be any child born. And until a child won't be born, Devas will be suffering. Therefore, the Devas send Kameshwara or Kamadeva to allure or delude Shiva. Though he didn't want it, yet Kamadeva did it. At that time Shiva opened his third eye and Kamadeva was burnt to ashes, and then by Rati Devi and Parvati Devi's suggestion, Kamadeva got a different body. That's why Kamadeva never has a body, because Shiva brought him back from the ashes. Yet it is said in the Saundarya Lahari and by the Shakta system that Devi is the power who brought Kamadeva back. So Devi is the power behind Kamadeva. Devi is the Lord of Kama, Lord of desire. We can also say that Devi is the Lord of desire because Devi fulfills all desires. He who fulfills all desires should be called Kama Ishwara, Lord of all desires. That way also we can interpret it. Kameshwarim, Kama Ishwarim, Kameshwarim, Hridi bhajami. Hridi bhajami. Bhajami hridi. Hridi. In my heart, bhajami. I worship you. I contemplate on you. Drite indu lekam. I am not very sure of the word meaning, but drite indu lekam might mean something. O Devi, I contemplate you on my heart, therefore give me good things. Bless me. Dhritam means giving, so it should be Dhrita Indu Lekan. Not very sure about the meaning, but it should mean something that, O Devi, I contemplate on you. So getting back to the hands of Devi, Saundarya Lahari says that Chaturbahu Samanvita. So, O Devi, you have Chaturbahu Samanvita, one who is endowed with four hands. Ragaswarupa Pashadhya, Krodakara Ankushojvala, Manurupekshukodanta, Panchatanmatra Sayaka. So, those four speak about the weapons that Devi has in her four hands. But here it is, it simply says that in one hand you have Dhanuhu, Charam, and in the other hand Pasha, Ankusham, and one hand Shulam. So, but Lalita Sahasranama says what? Raga Swarupa Pashadhyaya. You have Pasham. Pasham means rope in one hand, which denotes Raga Swarupam, which denotes Ragam, which denotes attraction. So Devi can make people attracted. Attracted to anything, attracted to oneself, attracted to moksha as well. Depending on how we behave, depending on how we contemplate on Devi, Devi will throw that Pasham to attract people. So Raga Swarupa Pashadhyaya. It also means that Ragam, Devi's Pasham denotes Ragam. So Devi is controller of Ragam. If we worship Devi, our Ragam will also get controlled. That is another way of interpreting. So Raga Swarupa Pashadhya. You have Pasham, which denotes Ragam. Krodha Akara Ankusha Ujjvala. Ankusha Ujjvalam. Ujjvala Ankusham. Shining Ankusham, which denotes Krodham. So Ankusham denotes Krodham. Pasham denotes Ragam. Manurupekshu Kodanda, you have the sugarcane bow. Sugarcane bow, that is Dhanuhu. That Dhanus, sugarcane bow denotes the mind, controller of the mind. If mind is the sugarcane bow, then what are the arrows that should come out of the mind? Simple. Panchatanmatra Sayaka, it is the Panchatanmatras. The five essence. The five essence of like touch, smell, and all. So if we analyze like the mind goes out, works through the sense organs and apprehends sense objects. But when we enjoy any sense object, we are not enjoying the object in its gross form. We are enjoying the tanmatra in that object. For example, if it is water that we drink, the tanmatra in that is taste. If it is a agarbatti which has been lit, we enjoy it. It is the smell that we enjoy. So that is the tanmatra or the essence of bhutas, panchabhutas. So the arrow is the pancha tanmatra sahayaka. The arrows is pancha tanmatras. So that is the what? And those are arrows are made of flowers or leaves, we can call it. Flowers to be specific. So those are the weapons that Devi has in her hands. O Devi, O Sacha Devi, I prostrate you, I contemplate you. I don't remember Lalita Sahasranama because I haven't chanted it since long. But there are many places where Kameshwara and how that Kamadeva has been destroyed by Devi has been mentioned. You should be quite knowing about it because you chanted daily. So the very first shloka is also in Ananda Bhairavi Ragam. So that goes like this. It is a beautiful shloka. The meaning is very beautiful. Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Shakta Prabhavitum Nache Devam Devo Nakalu Kushalaha Spanditumapi Atastvam Aradhyam Hari Hara Virinchadi Bhirapi Pranantum Totumva Katamakrita Punyah Prabhavati Shiva Shaktya Yukto. It speaks about Shiva. Shivaha Shaktya Yukto Edi Bhavati Shaktaha Prabhavitam. So Nache Devam Devo Nakalu Kushalaha Spanditumapi. We won't enter into word by word meaning, we can have that later, but it means Shivaha Shaktya Yuktaha. If Shiva is without Shakti, because without the conscious principle in him, O Devi, if Shiva is without you, Shivaha Shaktya Yukto Yedi Bhavati, if Shiva is like that, Shakta Prabhavitum, he becomes capable. He becomes capable of everything because of Shakti. If Shivaha Shaktya Yukto Yedi Bhavati Shakta Prabhavitum. So Shiva is Shaktaha Prabhavitum. Shiva is capable of doing things when he is along with Shakti. He has Shakti in him. Nached evam evo nakalu kushalaha spanditumapi. Nakalu kushalaha spanditumapi. Nached evam, if this is not the case, if Shiva is without Shakti, nakalu kushalaha spanditumapi. Kushalaha means capable of, spanditumapi means even moving. So Shiva is capable of doing things only if Shakti, O Devi, you are with him. If you are not there, Shiva is not even capable of moving. Even moving for moving his finger, one finger or one nail, we can say. So Shiva is incapable of anything. Even small movement is not possible for Shiva without the Shakti, without you, Devi. Atah Tvam, Atah, therefore, Tvam Aradhya, people worshipping you. Who worship you? Hari Hara Virinchadi Bihi, people like Hari. Vishnu, Hari means Vishnu, Hara, Shiva, Virinchi is Brahma. So the Trimurtis, etc., Trimurtis and everybody, all Devas, Aradhya, worship you. After worshipping you, Atastvam aradhya harihara virinchadi bihi pranantum stotum va. So these people worship you, therefore, that means, O Devi, Shiva is not capable of even moving if you are not there, therefore all the devas worship you. Pranantum stotum va. Pranantum stotum va, in order to prostrate you or speak about you, praise you. Pranantum means worship or offer prostration. Stotum means praise. Va means or. So pranantum stotum va, in order to praise you or prostrate you. Katam akrata punyaha prabhavati. Akrata punyaha katam prabhavati. Katam prabhavati, how can it be possible? How can a person prostrate you or praise you? Akrata punya, who has in done punya. O Devi, without you Shiva cannot work. Therefore people, even all devas, prostrate you. Such a Devi, if a person has to prostrate you, if a person has to remember you, if a person has to praise you, then how is it possible unless he has done punya? A person who hasn't done punyam, he will not even able to come to you. That means if a person has to be devoted to Devi, if a person has to remember Devi, if a person has to prostrate Devi, if a person has to praise Devi, that means he is a devotee. Bhaktas are very rare. Such bhakti is possible only by doing lot of punya. So akratah punya katam. How can a person without punya do this? It is not possible. So Shankara is indirectly telling, O Devi, I have done lots of punyam because I am able to praise you. I am able to prostrate you. Saundari Lahari is a peak of devotion. That's where Shankara goes like this. We'll see in the next day the last shloka. the last shloka of Saundari Lehri, where Shankara is again very beautiful in offering everything to Devi. We'll see that tomorrow. Hari Om.